I do also just want to go over, and so one of the last things on their issue of the Webway is Black Gobbo 71. And as I had mentioned, Black Gobbo 71, which is this particular issue, but in general the Black Gobbo magazine, is the online webzine, and they also have out a print version called White Dwarf. And although I say it's a print version, it's they're not, you know, an online in a print form of the same content, the different content completely. And Black Gobbo's pretty cool because they have a lot of guides to creating things. You create your own scenery or how to paint stuff, and people get really into this. You can find people who are incredibly skilled artisans that spend hours and hours painting the models, and they look so realistic. It's amazing. They have a couple different little articles on here right now. One, they have a whole series of them called Masterclass, which tend to relate to painting, and the one they have here revolves around a model called the Piranha. It's for their sci-fi game, Warhammer 40K. There's this race called the Tau, and they kind of have like this whole Eastern influence of, you know, the Indian society plus where the warrior, you know, Bushido over in Japan, and they kind of mold it together, and it's for that particular model. And they're talking about the new edition of Warhammer Fantasy. As I said, it's called Battle for Skull Pass. That's coming out in September, and just a lot of great things on here. I highly recommend going to the Games Workshop website, and when you get there, you can sign up for the Webway magazine. It's wonderful. And let's see, while we're here talking about Games Workshop, I would be remiss if I didn't mention a couple other things. I do want to say that they have a slew of upcoming releases. Right now they do have some new releases. They have a diorama base for Gotrek and Felix and Friends, which is, you know, part of their fantasy set. They have Rohan Outriders. They have a box set called The Muster of Rohan. It features a ton of, you know, warriors from Rohan on foot, mounted, etc. Just kind of like the Easterlings that I had mentioned. And that one, as I said, is for, you know, the Lord of the Rings game. But they do have some amazing advanced orders coming up as well. They have quite a few more for their Lord of the Rings game, but as I spent quite a bit of time on that, I'm actually going to move on to talk about their 40K and fantasy releases. They have this awesome advanced order deal. It's $90 for Space Marines, and Space Marines are their bread and butter, kind of like Gap's, you know, jeans and black and white t-shirts. Space Marines are Games Workshop's bread and butter. They get most of their money from them. And this Battle Force, it's a new release of. It's coming out 8/31/06, so that'll be this year. And it's costing $90. Comes with quite a few models, and the models look great. They're the new sculpts. It's a great buy. As I mentioned, something like this a year ago would have cost you $100, $120. They're also coming out for the Tau that I had mentioned. It's called a Mega Force. It's like the Battle Force, but it's bigger. It's $175, so it's a little steep, and even for them, but it comes with a ton of tanks, vehicles, models, and troops, etc. As I mentioned, Battle for Skull Pass will be out September 9th of this year. It's $45, and they're doing, as I mentioned, that promotional deal. You buy Battle for Skull Pass, and you can buy any one of their fantasy battalion sets. It has to be a fantasy battalion set. You get the promotional, you know, Night Goblin Fanatic miniature for $135, and it's coming out too. If you want, you know, Night Goblin Fanatic or any other special miniature like that, it's not worth $135. It's not. You're just as well, if not better off, just buying the box set on eBay. You can get it, you know, way cheap, and getting the other miniatures, whatever you want. The expensive stuff, I always recommend, you know, purchasing on eBay, or Another website would be to go to Bartertown, and Bartertown, you can buy and sell like on eBay, but the main thing is trading. You can get some great trades for all sorts of stuff you have at the house, even if you don't have gaming stuff, books and movies and music, you name it, they have it or want it, or you can get rid of it. Or if you want something, you can get it yourself. And of course, I would be remiss if I didn't tell everyone to go ahead and support your local retailers. Your friendly local gaming store is where we all get together, we hang out, we game, and you got to support them, because if you don't, no one else will. And that brings us to a close of my Webway discussion, but that is not the end of our show here today. I am going to finish up our show with a little bit on a special project that I have been involved with, and the name of it is War Vault. The website is warvault.net. It's a project by a friend of mine from the UK. His name is Ross, and we actually have a Q&A interview that we've done with him up on our blog, which is wargamingforums.com. It's a two-parter, and we talk about War Vault on there. And War Vault is unique amongst online projects because not only is it a web ring, a collection of different websites that link to each other and etc., but it goes above and beyond that, because in addition to the web ring, which, you know, is important, why a lot of people do go, it allows the average person to directly connect into the major companies that put out these games. Right now, they're not connected with Games Workshop. I know they are working on that, but they're connected to some famous ones, such as Rockham, Mongoose Publishing, who does the game based off of Highland's classic Starship Troopers, and they do a game based off of the TV show Babylon 5. They also have Private Air Press, who does War Machine and Hordes, Dark Age Games, Pig Iron Productions, and another company called Red Star Games, which is a consulting company owned, operated, and run by Andy Chambers. For those who don't know, Andy Chambers is more or less a god, so to speak, in the realm of tabletop gaming. He created some of the great games out there. He created Starship Troopers and Battlefleet Gothic and Warhammer 40K. He just has a way of making games so that the rules make sense, they're easy to understand, and they're a joy to play, and that's why he gets the big bucks. So they allow you to get in touch with these people. But the reason why I want to mention War Vault right now is that they're doing a special for all the members, including us, CWF Game Discussions, where members both of their fantasy and sci-fi listings. And they allow each website or members to submit two questions for a Q&A session. And their Q&A session is actually unique that I've seen of late, because it allows you to give questions to two industry celebrities. One of them is Gav Thorpe. He works for Games Workshop and is famous, or some would say infamous, for his revisions to games and his fluff, which is, you know, official fiction for the different games. And the other person is Graham McNeil. He used to work for Games Workshop, but no more. And he did a lot of writing for articles and fluff, and also created a lot of the rules that you see in their games. And just want to mention that if you have a question that you would like to ask either individual, no matter, you know, how stupid or important you think the question might be, it can be silly or serious or whatnot, you just need to reply to our show notes with a comment. And your comment has to have your question. It has to mention what game system it's for, what army, if it deals with rules or, you know, the fluff or modeling rumors, whatever it is. And just mention that and give your question, give your name, and we will pick one person's question per person, one for Gav Thorpe and one for Graham McNeil, and send it on in. So make sure you mention who the question is for, and they will receive the questions. It will be done in a Q&A format by Ross, who is the owner of War Vault, and the results will be posted up on their website. And with that, I do just want to mention that now it's getting time for our show to end. And I greatly enjoyed speaking with all of you. I hope you enjoyed listening to me. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, we live off that. Please contact us. As always, you can go to wargamingforums.com and you can leave a comment with our show notes. For each show, we will post show notes, brief, you know, talking points of what we will go over in the show. Anyone can leave a comment. You can just put it there. Everyone can see it. Or if you are more comfortable, you can always contact me via email at jreinhart@gmail.com. Or you can talk to me online. I am on AOL Instant Messenger. The name is CW Forums. And give me some feedback. You want to just chat, I'm there. And as always, I appreciate your taking the time to listen and to talk to us. The viewers and listeners make it worthwhile. Stay tuned for next week, when we will be releasing another episode of our podcast, and it should be next Thursday. We might also have a surprise or pop podcast for you this coming weekend with some news and information. As always, you can find us on the World Wide Web at www.wargamingforums.com. Put us into your RSS feeder. Save us into your favorite places. Always remember to use Firefox when surfing the web. And just want to thank you again. And I hope you have a great day. And we will see you next time. Thank you.